Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it. This is what they're going to say. Do you ever think about what people are going to say after you die? Maybe think about this a lot. Maybe that's why you work so hard, why you chase success, because you want a legacy. Well, the truth is, no matter what you accomplish or who you are, the conversation is mostly going to go like this. Did you hear that so-and-so died? No. And then they'll say, how? And then they'll tell them, and that will be it, because that's how it goes. Always has, always will. In Meditations, Marcus Aurelius mentions all the doctors who furrowed their brows over patients' deathbeds, eventually dying themselves. He mentions the worthlessness of posthumous fame. He mentions how Alexander the Great and his mule driver both died and were both buried, and how that was the end of that. Could Marcus have known that his ashes would be stolen and lost when Rome was sacked by the Visigoths in the years after his death? No. Your whole life, your whole struggle, the most painful thing you and your family will experience will ultimately be reduced down to a trivial exchange between acquaintances. If you happen to go out in some unusual way, freak accident, sitting on the toilet, whatever, they may even laugh. What can you do about that? Nothing. The point of this is to remind you of a critical Stoic virtue, humility. You are not immortal. You are not special. You will not be around to relish your legacy. You will not be able to hang on to your grudges or your possessions. So just let go. Be present. Be good, because good is a good way to be. And be prepared for what happens to all of us, the best and the worst of us. I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorne.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The language we use to describe things imputes value to those things. We often embellish our language with superlatives to help make our choices of what to buy, wear, eat, or drink seem much better than they really are. As Emperor Marcus Aurelius could have the finest Falernian wine at his table at any meal, but he preferred to remind himself that this was only grape juice. As emperor, he was the only Roman allowed to wear a purple cloak, but he took pains to point out that this cloak was like any other, just dyed with shellfish blood so as to produce a purple hue. This week, try to practice cutting your own luxuries and the things you yearn for down to size with a little contempt. Describe them with the bluntest language you can and see how much their power over you diminishes. Just as when meat or other foods are set before us, we think this is a dead fish or a dead bird or a pig. Also, this fine wine is only the juice of a bunch of grapes. This purple-edged robe is just sheep's wool dyed in a bit of blood from a shellfish. Or of sex, that is only the rubbing of private parts together followed by a spasmic discharge. In the same way our impressions grab actual events and permeate them, so we see things as they really are. Marcus Aurelius's Meditation 6:13. Keep a list before your mind of all those who burned with anger and resentment about something, or even the most renowned for success, misfortune, evil deeds, or any special distinction, then ask yourself, how did it work out? Smoke and dust, the stuff of simple myth trying to be legend. That's Marcus Aurelius's Meditations 12:27. You know what wine and liquor taste like. It makes no difference whether 100 or 1,000 bottles pass through your bladder. You are nothing more than a filter. This is from the Daily Stoic Journal. The week's entry is titled The Freedom of Contempt. I don't know. This has long been one of my favorite exercises in all of Stoicism. It's just brilliant. It's cynical. It's funny. It's really practical, too. You know, Marcus Aurelius didn't have to live in a time of Madison Avenue advertising. He didn't live in a time of social media influencers. He didn't live in a time of propaganda and misinformation. There wasn't spinning and selling the way that there is now. And yet, even then, he had to practice, you know, just seeing through all the bullshit, seeing through to what things actually were, stripping them, as he says, of the legend that encrusts them. So when Epictetus talks about putting things to the test, this is what Marcus is doing. He says, I'm not going to get distracted by my urges, by my immediate positive reaction to this, to the way my mouth is watering when I see X, or the way that my eyes get big when I see Y. He says, I'm going to really break down what I see here, and I'm going to describe it in the most unflinching, unvarnished, least sympathetic language possible. And I'm going to see what that reflection back to me does, how it changes my opinion of it. Right? Sometimes, you know, there's that expression about seeing how the sausage gets made. When you go and see the sausage gets made, or you see, you know, the underneath things, they lose their power over you. And that's what this Stoic practice is really about. And it's so important. It's not that you'll never enjoy this or that ever again. It's just you want to enjoy it with the deceit turned down a little bit, the legend a little more threadbare. And this is an active practice we have to go through. So as you walk out in a parking lot and you see a Lexus, remind yourself, this is just a Toyota with fancier branding, right? When you see a $300 pair of Nikes, remind yourself of the sweatshop that this was likely made in. When you hear someone talking about how they are a billionaire, remind yourself just how dumb a lot of billionaires have turned out to be, right? When you're intimidated by someone's fancy degree, again, remind yourself who else has graduated from that institution. Think of the corruption. Think of the evil ideas that have come out of that institution over the years. Again, this isn't to dismiss or demean the things entirely. It's just to counteract that impulse of jealousy, of envy, of lust, of fear. There's that expression about if you see a beautiful woman that somewhere, someone is sick of that person's shit. And that's true for everything, every person. And it'll take it down a peg and then help you see it a tad more rationally. It's not that life is short, Seneca says. It's that we waste a lot of it. The practice of memento mori, the meditation on death, is one of the most powerful and eye-opening things that there is. We built this memento mori calendar for Daily Stoic to illustrate that exact idea, that your life, in the best case scenario, is 4,000 weeks. Are you gonna let those weeks slip by, or are you going to seize them? The act of unrolling this calendar, putting it on your wall, and every single week, that bubble is filled in, that black mark is marking it off forever. Have something to show, not just for your years, but for every single dot that you filled in, that you really lived that week, that you made something of it. You can check it out at dailystoic.com/mmcalendar. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He asks real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery V. Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Us.